Hello, I'm Dorothy Engelman. Welcome to the Get the Facts podcast, a special five-part audio information series designed to help you make the IT platform decision that's right for your business. I'd also like to invite you to visit microsoft.ca/getthefacts for supplementary resources, case studies, and other podcast episodes. Today, we'll be discussing IT security and common criteria certification. We'll learn more about the certification process and how it benefits end users. Our guest today is Steve Lloyd, Chief Security Advisor for Microsoft Canada. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Dorothy. It's a pleasure to be here.
Many of our listeners may not be familiar with common criteria certification. What exactly is it, and how does software earn certification, Steve?
The common criteria is actually an international standard for evaluating the security features and capabilities of IT security products. Certification is performed by independent accredited laboratories. An independent third-party evaluation software against internationally recognized criteria provides additional assurance that the software is actually implemented properly. It also enables them to better compare security products and make informed decisions about the security features and capabilities of IT products they are looking to purchase.
Now, this certification process, you said it's independent. Can you tell me how it works?
Sure. Well, for example, in the U.S., accreditation is performed by the National Institute of Standards and Technology. And in our case, the particular laboratory in question was SAIC. And basically, they perform the evaluation based on the software and the documentation associated with the product. And upon successful completion of the evaluation, the certifications themselves are awarded by national authorities such as the National Security Agency in the U.S. and the Communication Security Establishment in Canada. And although those certifications are granted by national authorities, because of the international flavor of the common criteria, they are actually mutually recognized by over 20 countries.
In terms of Microsoft products, how many products do you have in place that have achieved this standard?
Well, we actually have quite a few. In fact, in November of 2005, we announced several products that achieved EAL4 certification, including several editions of Microsoft Windows Server 2003, as well as Microsoft Windows XP. So we have quite a substantial list.
Now, I understand you just mentioned EAL4, but what's the range of standards that are out there and how do they apply to different types of products?
Actually, if you look at the common criteria, there are seven levels. They range from EAL1 through EAL7. And by the way, EAL stands for Evaluated Assurance Level. And basically what happens is the rigor of the process that's performed to evaluate the product increases as you go from 1 to 7. So there's kind of basic certification at the lower levels, and the higher up you go, the more rigorous the process. However, once you get to EAL 5 through 7, the rigor of the process is really targeted for very high assurance applications. One might think of military applications, for example. So you could argue that EAL4 is actually the highest level that would typically be achieved by a commercial product, such as what Microsoft offers.
Mm-hmm. How important a role does CC certification play in improving security?
Well, common criteria certification of certain versions of our Windows products helps provide customers with a higher level of assurance that the security features and capabilities of these versions of Windows meet a broad set of real-world scenarios. The comprehensive scope of Microsoft products that have achieved common criteria certification represents a level of assurance and quality for an end-to-end critical computing solution, which is desirable because our products cover such a broad range of workloads.
Steve, you raise an interesting point related to security, that it's a never-ending challenge for organizations, and we hear about new viruses every day. How do you certify a product in such a constantly changing environment?
Well, that's a really good question, and I think it's really important to recognize that no software could be 100% secure. All software contains bugs, and some bugs result in security vulnerabilities. Common criteria certification focuses on assurance. In other words, verifying that a product performs as the vendor claims it does, and it is an exhaustive and stringent process that involves examination of code and documentation. Microsoft regards common criteria as essential for establishing this level of assurance, and we are equally focused on software quality. So our work on the software security development lifecycle has helped to produce demonstrably less vulnerable code in recent Microsoft products. It has also produced tools, processes, and development methodologies that we use for the development of critical Microsoft technologies. We also share this information with independent software vendors, recognizing that security is not a Microsoft-only issue. The bottom line is that assurance and quality both matter, and we will continue to focus on both in the days ahead.
From a bottom-line perspective, what does common criteria certification mean for the end user?
The bottom line is common criteria enables customers to make informed decisions. So they can compare their specific requirements against the common criteria's consistent standards to determine the level of security they require. So the customers can depend on common criteria evaluations because they're not performed by the vendors. They're performed by independent and accredited testing labs. And the common criteria is increasingly being used as a benchmark. For example, the U.S. Department of Defense has a policy of using only common criteria evaluated products in their purchasing. It gives our customers a common baseline, a common understanding of what the functionality and specific evaluation level is of a given product. So it allows them to compare products on an apples and apples basis, and it gives them the assurance they need that the product really does perform as advertised.
So common criteria certification is one assurance and one part of your process. What other processes or initiatives do you have in place related to security issues?
One example is our Trustworthy Computing Initiative that was announced about 4 years ago. And this includes a Security Development Lifecycle, or SDL, process, which is a structured and rigorous process to help reduce the number of security vulnerabilities in our products. When this was first introduced about 4 years ago, we actually took about 8,000 people offline. We shut down software development for about 10 weeks so we could train our software developers, testers, and managers in the ways of writing secure code and the Security Development Lifecycle process. And since that time, we've actually educated approximately 15,000 people in the ways of the SDL process and writing secure code.
Sounds like it's going a long way to making software headaches a little bit easier for those IT managers out there.
Absolutely.
Considering that there are so many products and services out there in a very, very complex IT environment, it would seem to me that the Common Criteria certification perhaps is one tool. Are there other tools that people should be thinking about when they're comparing software and platforms?
Well, they should certainly look into the lifecycle process for developing software. As I mentioned earlier, security is an industry-wide issue, so it needs to be secure by design, secure by default. But we also actually have hardening guidelines that help customers understand what needs to be done to make the systems more secure by default as well.
Steve, thanks so much for giving us an insight into how IT managers are dealing with the challenges of security.
Thank you, Dorothy. It was my pleasure.
For additional resources and articles and a complimentary copy of the Common Criteria Certification Report, visit microsoft.ca/getthefacts. Join us again next week for our interview on the reliability of evolving systems with Darren Massel, Director of Platform Strategy for Microsoft Canada, and Don Reese, an IT manager who will discuss his experiences with the IT amalgamation of 33 schools in Manitoba. That concludes this episode of our Get the Facts podcast. We hope that what you've heard today helps you make the IT platform decision that's right for your business. And be sure to visit microsoft.ca/getthefacts for supplementary resources, case studies, and other podcast episodes. Thanks for listening.